Anyone who has explored the history or the intriguing legends of San Mauro Castelverde will have noticed that the name of this place comes from a large lark known as the calandra. Over the years, countless theories and endless debates have surrounded its origins, but nothing is certain due to the lack of historical and, above all, archaeological evidence. What we do know today is that the name refers to the hill located southeast of San Marco, which features a tower likely connected to the castle. The Calandra Hill was a plateau that was definitely inhabited. This is supported by the discovery of ancient ruins in the area surrounding the hill, remnants of structures that the original inhabitants of San Mauro, after cultivating the land, inadvertently erased by burying or demolishing the remains of the settlement. Some uncertain opinions suggest that this small town was called Calata, often mistakenly linked to the ancient city mentioned by Herodotus, the great Greek historian of the 5th century BC. In reality, that city probably arose near Koronia. According to the name's etymology, Calata is of Greek origin, meaning beautiful beach. A curious name for a mountain town. Some have tried to justify this by suggesting the town overlooked a beach, but this is pure speculation. A particularly significant discovery was made in 1983 when artifacts dating back to the 7th to 5th centuries BC were found between Cali Calandra and the castle ruins, supporting the idea that the area was inhabited during Greek times. Amid the many contradictions passed down by historians and scholars, from Herodotus to Diodorus Siculus, from Cluverius to Fasello, it becomes clear that the lack of certainty has given rise to mythic traditions and memorable sagas. For example, an apocryphal parchment recounting the epic of Pietro Verde, the legendary founder of the Morine Castle, not only mentions the nearby Calandra, but even suggests that Pietro's wife, the lady of the castle Maria Coco, was originally from that very place. When history falls silent, imagination takes flight.